Have you ever thought that Anna Nicole just didn't want to turn 40? Because she was supposed to turn 40 this year.
That's true.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like that number.
Yeah.
But 40 is the new 20.
She doesn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. She's been too hopped up on drugs the past 10 years to realize that.
Yeah, she's been iced out since, God, 93 probably, right?
Whenever she met the old dude.
Not just in general. And, I mean, she was, first off, it's one thing if someone's doing drugs, right? Mm-hmm. You see drugs ruin a lot of people's lives. But when someone as dumb as Anna Nicole Smith does drugs, you really see what happens.
Yeah.
Right?
And did you see the interview with her sister?
I heard about her sister. I didn't actually see the interview. I heard about her sister saying that they froze the sperm of the old man. That's the only thing I heard about her sister. What's the story there? Are you still there? Damn it. No, I feel like I'm missing something. No! Stooks in the Morning, Anna Nicole Smith. Tragedy or convenience?
I think the biggest tragedy is there's more media coverage and hype about Anna Nicole Smith dying than there was Gerald Ford dying.
Yeah. That's true. You know, I mean, and you think about Anna Nicole Smith. She had this chance, right? She had an opportunity that very few people have, right? Put in front of her, she's naturally gorgeous, and
she came from nothing and made it through a lot. She did a whole bunch, and everybody's so proud of all that. But what is she really famous for?
Exactly. I mean, she could have.
She's not famous for anything. They can't call her a famous actress, a famous singer. They can't call her a famous anything.
Famous boobs.
She was in Naked Good, 33 and a third.
Oh, yeah, she was, wasn't she? Wasn't she thrown off the cliff or something in that?
I think
something so. Something crazy. But, you know, famous prototype for blow-up dolls for all men is dead. I mean...
Yeah, no, I don't see it. I don't understand why.
I don't understand it. And it is, I think it's very tragic that the little girl has to grow up without her mom.
Sure.
Good mom, bad mom, any mom. To grow up without a mother is tragic. But... what kind of a society do we live in when once an hour you hear about Anna Nicole dying, but Gerald Ford was forgotten in 2 days?
Well, even if you think about, like, on Friday or Thursday, I guess, is when the news came down. And, you know, it's obviously a very, very historic time. And they went wall-to-wall. You know, they went wall-to-wall coverage. They blew out commercials and everything.
Well, how many
to
people
cover
realize
Anna Nicole Smith nonstop?
What is it, Barack Obannon?
Barack Obama?
Obama? Just announced his candidacy on Saturday.
Yeah.
The first African-American man to actually real run at the presidency with a history when he was a child. He admits, when I was a child, I was raised in the Muslim faith. This is a huge time in the United States. But they can tell you that Anna Nicole Smith did not have illegal drugs in her.
Yeah. No, seriously. Okay.
Okay.
We got everything covered, I think, on this.
I think overall the biggest tragedy is us.
Yeah. And look, we're talking about it right now.
Yeah.
We are.
Like, we're dedicating all of our time to criticize everyone else for spending all their time talking about it.
We are. How pathetic are we?
Well, I kind of knew that coming in that I was up there, but... Yeah. What are you going to do?
I was hoping this morning I was a little bit above that, but then I realized this is really pathetic.
Well, thanks for calling in.
No problem. Bye.
See ya. Stooks in the Morning, go ahead.
Hi. I lost you a little bit ago.
Oh, yeah, you were going to tell me what the deal was with what her sister said.
No, her sister said that she was like, the past 10 years, Anna has been a shadow of herself because of the drugs. She was like, I don't want everybody to remember her, the crazy, slurring woman that she was.
So what are we supposed to remember her as?
Exactly. But
I never bought those copies of Playboy.
Way to go.
I know. I was too young initially, and then, you know, too burned out, you know, lately, so.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks.
Uh-huh.
See ya.
Bye.
You can borrow mine.
All right, thanks. Stooks in the Morning, go ahead on Anna Nicole's death.
Well, she was kind of dopey.
She was dopey, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think
before when she had that Academy Award, when she came out, she could hardly speak, and you could tell then that she was not here.
Yeah, you're right. She was a little rough around the edges there. Do you feel sorry for Anna Nicole Smith, or do you think she had it coming?
Not really, because the lifestyle she had and everything.
Yeah.
But I thought her husband probably could look more out for her. You know, after her son died, he did a better job, and kind of looked over all the things was happening.
Yeah, you're right. He totally failed and let her down. Mm-hmm. Right, for sure.
Yeah.